And with the psychology of the side, sort of win after win after win after win, it breeds psychologically the real desire and understanding and belief that you're going to go out there and win each time. And, you know, your form with the forwards as well is obviously you're coming on leaps and bounds, and the club's just performing everywhere.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you've been in situations and I think you can get carried away saying, oh, you know, when you've won a few games, things get easy. I'm not quite sure it's that simple. I think it's when you come through games and you just about scrape through and win them. Those are the games when you get a lot out of it psychologically, because then you can pull on that experience. The little things that might have helped you to edge out a result, you pull on that experience, and then when you're in a similar situation, you know what to do, and that has helped us. And people might not realise, but we've been in some sticky. We've had some sticky moments on the pitch where it's been tough for us, and we've managed to pull through, you know, against some very good sides. So yeah, it does help. So
growing up together as well, we've all come through those situations together as a unit, and you know, myself, George Robson, Chris Robshaw, Jordan Turner, we've all come through together, and
a lot of you of a similar age.
Yeah, exactly, and we're good friends, so coming through that with a lot of friends and another year on as a squad, yeah, I think that's helped us a lot.
Yes, absolutely, and that historic win against Toulouse away, you know, shows you can cope with the best internationally, and perhaps allow that to bring us onto the national side. A lot of you who are playing here at Quinns, you've also been playing in the Saxon side together. Stuart Lancaster was obviously the coach there, and he's now going to be the interim coach for the Six Nations alongside Andy Farrell and Graham Rowntree, and I'm reading that a bigger Quinns contingent could be likely to be named in that EPS on January the 11th, and that's likely to mean the potential inclusion of yourselves, George Robson perhaps for Simon Shaw, and Mike yourself for Delon Armitage. You guys would be incredibly proud of yourselves to have got that achievement.
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, it, nothing really matters more to us at the moment than playing Saracens in the big game on the 27th. I mean, for me personally, I've got to make sure that we get good ball for guys like Mike and put the performance together, because you can talk us about speculation all you want. It doesn't really count for much if you're not playing well. So it's great. It's great that guys are getting talked about. I know we're enjoying that. It's a real compliment to the club. But we're making sure that our feet are firmly on the ground, and we're concentrating on our jobs. And then if we do that, then hopefully results follow.
Yeah, it must create a slightly different atmosphere, though, I imagine, if there's been a change of staff at the top, to maybe think that there isn't that sort of glass ceiling that you can only perform as well because you believe other people are already in those roles. Now, with a new coaching staff in place, there is a chance for you guys to nail down those places, perhaps.
Yeah, I suppose so, but like George already said, we got to concentrate on what we're doing here, and I don't think we've thought too much about what's going on over the road. So, yeah, we'll just carry on working hard as a team and individually on our own games.